Good evening, and welcome to Blind Retard Theater. Tonight's episode, our hero, the blind retard Lawrence Ross, tries to configure internet telephony application Skype without realizing that he's left his microphone on. Enjoy.
Hello? Anybody?
John, Skype direct.
Oh, stinking thing.
Live conversations list view not selected. Javasu offline. 1 of 2. Profile submenu. Privacy. Account. A. My Skype credit change past sign out. Code L. Online status. Profile submenu. Privacy. Leaving messages. John.
Come on. Yes.
Test of sound from Skype.
Come on, you thing.
Skype great.
What is with this thing? Come on. Come on,
just thinking. 10:22 p.m. John. John. Menu bar options. Link. John.
Man, this means...
Skype trademark Marble I-87. Skype trademark Marble I-87. Live conversations list.
Blood pressure go up a little. Don't mind saying that.
Javasu 105. Javasu 105.
Oh, shit.
John.
It's just strange. This is craziness. This is craziness, man. And this thing is... I'll just drop. What is with this stinking thing?
We hope you've enjoyed this evening's edition of Blind Retard Theater. Good night.
Bust it.
Welcome to episode 2 of the SweetFeatheryJesus.com podcast. I am Belasco, the admin of the site. With me is Booze.
Hello.
I'm Dr. B from SFJ. I post a lot, you know.
I'm really happy with the way it's been in the past couple of days.
Yeah, there's been a pickup for sure.
I'm not very happy with it because most of them have been slagging off association football and the fact that we have a draw in the game. But, you know. I'll take my lumps for the good of the site.
Well, one of the things that that we did over the past week is I introduced the concept of the loaded question. It was, what's the worst excuse for not wanting to have sex? Now, I got a few responses, and I wanted to see... we'll probably do this the way that the game plays it. I'll give you a few answers that we got, and I'll let you guys think about who might have given that answer.
Well, I don't know what way it would work best, because if one of the answers was, for instance, I'm suffocating, you would say that's probably JD. Get someone straight off. I don't know. Maybe you should give us the answers, then the possible three people.
Okay. All right, so the first answer that we got to the loaded question was, I'm waiting for the right person. Signed,
Larry.
Larry.
Yeah.
That was the joke. It was signed the Larry.
Oh, right, okay.
So,
well, you know, it's funny that Lee blurted out, just regurgitated Larry that fast. I was thinking Dogbert.
Dogbert?
Yeah.
The first one, the joke one. Was the salve. The salve turned in, I'm waiting for the right person, signed the Larry.
That wasn't the whole post, though, was it? That wasn't the whole message, because it should be longer.
It had to be 4 paragraphs. Come on.
Yeah, explaining the joke afterwards, that'd have to be on there.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I'm only joking, salve as usual.
That was horrible. Oh, that was fun.
Well, we only have so much time on the podcast, yeah. So.
Yes, yes.
Another answer that I got, this one was, this one is actually a really good answer because if I didn't know already who it was, I would have had a guess, and I'm sure you're probably going to guess the same thing. the answer was, my Xanax is kicked in. I'm going to sleep.
Hmm. Spooner? First thought.
That's who I thought.
Teddy, second thought, yeah.
Now, actually, my Xanax has kicked in. I'm going to sleep was submitted by Rob Revere.
He's a good man, that Rob Revere. Quick on a jaw.
We're going to have to get him.
And he's better than the squirrels. That's what I have to say about Rob Revere.
That's his catchphrase. I'm better than the squirrels.
All right. And the last one. The last one is my favorite. The excuse was, my dog ate my dick.
Well, Hole hasn't been posting.
It does sound like a Hole post. Well, take your pick on that one. If it was serious, then I'd have certain names. But as it's a joke, I'd have the usual suspects.
Right.
It wasn't me. That's all I know on that one.
No, it wasn't me, and I'm the one that has a dog that could.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that was actually the king of the one-liners, the BYP.
BYP.
Of course.
Of course.
Andy Gibbs' right-hand man.
Pretty much the only one that I could really think of when I read that was the time when I just can't. And I was totally honest. I was like, I'm having a bout of diarrhea, and I just can't.
Yeah, you know, that will happen.
Yes, you're just like, sorry, or else it's going to be a gusher.
I thought that these would all be people getting refused sex by their women, you know? But now I come to think of it, I did once refuse sex because I wanted to watch Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid with Chris Christopherson. You know, so
can't fault you there.
When I was halfway through it, I was really enjoying it. Plus, I didn't really like live anymore. And I just weighed up the two and thought, nah.
Was she just a bad lay? I mean.
No. Jesus.
I didn't see why I can do both.
Yeah.
You know, I can watch the film and then do that.
Yes. You really do. It's not special anymore after a while, unless they make it special or let you make it special.
I'm amazed it ever happens at all after about 5 years together.
Me too. And that's why I never date anyone 5 years.
Robert Wagner.
God almighty. I've turned down sex because I hurt the tip of my dick fucking another girl. I had this.
That's
this
a good girlfriend to me. Obviously,
I had this girlfriend Brandy.
Second part of the story.
No, I had this girlfriend Brandy, and I was fucking this girl Marie that I worked with, and she had she'd use the sponge. She used all these weird little birth control methods, and I've always pulled out. Hence me not having kids. I really believe, but she had this fucking. I don't know. Dude, it wasn't a UID. I'm not sure what it was. She had this fucking device.
Wait, but did you just say a UID?
Yeah. Urinary interim device or whatever, dude.
Unidentified.
Internal device.
Yes, that's what it's called.
I think you mean an IUD.
I know. Playing along for the audience, but Jesus Christ. But anyway, this girl had this fucking cervical cap or some bullshit she was sticking in her pussy. And dude, I was fucking her from behind and I didn't feel it. You know, I mean, I kind of did, but it didn't matter. I was getting some. But I cut the head of my dick all up on this old plastic fucking goddamn, you know, PVC cap she had shoved up her twat. And dude, it's like I when I finished, I pulled out and I'm like bleeding out of the tip of my dick. I'm not lying. And dude, it was so bad. Fortunately, I had a fucking bird at the time, so I had the septic powder. When you cut their nails, they bleed. You know, it makes it stop. So I patted that all over the head of my dick. Well, dude, I couldn't fuck my girlfriend for like a week because I had scabs on my fucking cockhead.
Right. So you had to come up with some other excuse for why you had it there, right?
I had to make all these excuses why I couldn't have sex. And then finally, at the end, I made up this thing. And goddamn, she was already suspicious. But I told her that I'd been at work and I had a paint thinner rag. And I stuck it in my front pocket. And, I didn't realize it, but paint thinner bled through and burned the inside of my leg and the tip of my dick. I was like all sore and blistered. And then I could show her my dick and it kind of looked like I that had happened. But, yeah.
Woman's got a black eye and I say I walked into a door. She'll use that.
But Jesus Christ, dude. No, really. I've got, seriously, like times I turned down sex and could think of stories if I really sat and meditated on it.
Let me ask you one more.
Yeah.
And this one is also from the loaded question. This will just be for us, and maybe we can discuss it on the site here after a while. What country can claim the sexiest people in the world?
The problem with all of this is, as I've seen with the influx of, like, Eastern Europeans to the UK, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Is that, yes, they have beautiful women, but the beautiful women tend to go abroad. So you're seeing the best ones. Do you know what I mean?
That's true, yes.
Like all the au pairs and the women that you're seeing working in coffee shops and stuff like that.
Right.
They're the good-looking ones.
Yeah,
when
that's true.
I went to Estonia on my friend's stag do a few years ago. Yeah, it's just running the mill. But then maybe the pool of good-looking women has been depleted by them all, you know.
Yeah.
Other countries.
And I tell you, I really do like the Eastern European look.
Me too. And let me tell you.
The problem with the Eastern European, as I see it, is that a lot of them are too skinny, right? They're just...
Not in my strip club and just, Northeast coffee shop going experience. No.
Maybe in Eastern Europe because there's not that much food, but once they go overseas...
They get a little meat on their bones and some big titties.
Maybe so, they're getting used to it.
Even the dark-haired ones, they're not all blonde. The dark-haired ones
The dark-haired ones are my favorite. I prefer that to blonde. I gotta say, I can't knock the whole Brazilian thing. That's just really, really nice.
I can. The problem over there is, as I see it, are you really, really certain? Even if you meet a really voluptuous, beautiful Brazilian woman, are you really ever certain that she wasn't ever a dude?
That would never cross my mind. Why would you think
it should cross your mind if you ever go to Rio. If you're a dude who turns himself into a woman, you can charge top dollar over there.
More than a woman?
That sounds like a Commodore's song, but yeah.
Who would wanna fuck a dude with a sex change?
Jimmy Norton.
Yeah, but I mean, who would want to more than a woman?
Look, anything, everything.
We're not talking about St. Jimmy. I mean, who would really go, there's a beautiful woman. Oh, I hope she used to have a cock. Who would think that?
Well, this is another reason why I say stay close to home.
Yeah, you're right. Is this a problem?
Not in Britain, but in Brazil it is. Be careful.
Do people get laid and then realize someone used to be a dude? I mean, I've never even heard this tale.
Well, you haven't in train spotting.
I love Italian girls.
Oh, yeah. Dark hair, dark
God
eyes.
Damn, but they fucking... God damn, you gotta cut through a lot of bush to get at the picnic. But they're hairy fucking bitches, man.
Greek girls. I want to have a Greek girl.
Oh, damn. Laura was Greek?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
You can flat the arm hairs on those girls. You got to be, you know.
She had to bleach her mustache. There was enough gold in a sweater in her panties, dude.
Yeah, see, I'm not averse to all that, though.
I'm not averse to a little fire. You know, I'll take it. That's kind of fun.
Otherwise, you might as well be with a 12-year-old. You know what I mean? You need something to indicate everything. You've got
the best
don't
of all.
Don't tempt Dr. P.
No, the best of all is the girl that changes it up. Like, in the wintertime, she doesn't shave her twat, so you got a big hairy muff to pile on. And in the summer, she's wearing a bikini. She doesn't want it all poofed out, so she shaves it all slick, so you got a little cue ball to suck on. I mean, it's kind of sweet having both. And, you know, the mix-up with the same girl, ideally.
And so, like a swastika.
Damn, dude, I'm getting hard. Don't talk like that.
Double sign, the next.
Ah. That would be
your initials. That'd be good.
It would be true. I'd prefer the swastika.
Wow. Let's just throw a little introduction to the Larry interview. Unfortunately, when we did the Larry interview, Booze could not be with us, but we were able to finally get a hold of the original Wonk,
Lawrence Ross.
The Larry, Lawrence Ross. And get a little take on his return to Sweet Feathery Jesus.
Dude, you know I'm on the wagon, and I still am. But
is that a big wagon filled with booze?
No, unfortunately. However, no, I'm sober tonight. I really am. But however, that night, I realized we were doing a Larry call, and I was just so, like, frustrated and worried. And I have no booze in the house. I'm like, shit, I got nothing. But then I remembered my brother-in-law sent me this bottle of wine for Christmas. And I looked it up on wine.com. It was a $130 bottle of wine.
Mm.
Dude, I fucking uncorked it and drank the whole thing doing the Larry interview. I did. This is something I, like, should have really had a hot chick over with good taste. I fucking drank. Well, you know, and if you understand, those little 0.75 milliliter bottles of wine, it's like four glasses, then a splash. It's not a ton.
Yeah, it's not loads.
But I fell off the wagon drinking something I was, like, cherishing and holding on to and waiting for a special moment.
I think it's a special moment, though, Dr. P.
You got a point. But, yeah, I was, like, hammered, like, halfway through it and going, oh, what am I doing? Jesus Christ.
And the main question is, was it a white or a red or a rosé? Because I find that a red wine goes best with a Larry interview.
Well, oddly enough, it was a red wine. I need to dig up the bottle. I just threw it in the recycling. I should dig it up because, it was like a bottle. Seriously, it would take an old friend from childhood or a real hottie or, you know, it would take something special for me to have uncorked this. I would have sat on it for ages, but, you know, we had it going. Larry was about to call and I'm like, oh, I can't just be as sober as I am right now and fuck with Larry like I want to. I gotta lubricate the valves, you know. And
well, you certainly did that.
That was a good choice. But anyway,
so you have a small sip every time Larry starts talking, then you know you're going to need about three bottles by the end of a sentence. Yeah, not that he talks in sentences either. He's a man of many words and few sentences.
And you know, replaying that too, I realized he really avoided everything.
Yes.
Every direct question was, well, whether it had to do with getting laid, how many posts he's going to make, it didn't matter. You just asked him something, it was. Oh.
He doesn't like to be impolite in person, I guess. You know?
Hmm.
He just does it by ignoring people and taking them for granted.
Well, he's one of those people that doesn't listen to the other speaker. He sits there and thinks about what he's going to say next.
Yeah.
Yeah, while he's saying it most of the time, I'm right. Saying.
So how's it going, Larry?
Sure, so bad.
I'm going good, man.
Good. What brought you back to SFJ all of a sudden?
I don't know. I guess that one morning I just decided I'll just pop on SFJ, see what's going on, and then I saw the PMs saying stuff like, hey man, come on, post. I'm like, all right, fine, I'll post. And then the next day, I guess what happened was, I guess that St. Jimmy must have emailed the guys with the with the both the video link and said something video like, "Hey guys, check this out, that blind bonus guy you have, you know, you have him like make a jackass on YouTube, check this out." I don't know what the verbiage was, but
wait, you mentioned Saint Jimmy?
Yep, I sure did.
What part is he playing in your life these days?
Well, he graduated high school about a year or so ago, and he's been trying like hell to try and get a job, and it is just, oof, it's an unforgiving economy. Like, he tried this...
Tell me more.
He tried at this pool place called, I think it's called Pinch a Penny. We have them here, or it might have been Don's Pools, or one of those that... I think it was Pinch a Penny. So they call him up, and they say, be here at 1:30. So he says, okay, I'll be there at 1:30.
Wait, time out. What's Pinch a Penny?
Pinch a Penny is a, it's a...
If you're a waterhead, you need a job. What's Pinch a Penny?
It's a pool place. They sell pool stuff like that, like pool pumps and...
You own a home, you have a pool, which already adds to your property value, yet you're getting your supplies from Pinch a Penny?
Yeah. He's playing this, dude.
So, okay.
So, Larry, do you think he would be on this? Do you think he would really, like, you know, come on this show and talk?
Oh, I would. I'd love to, man. I'd love to.
You're on now.
You're on now. We're asking about St. Jimmy. You think he would come on the show?
I want to hit you, even though you're blind right now. I'm so mad.
You know, I think, you know, I'm not sure. I'll ask him and see if he'd be interested. I think he might.
So you're basically ratting out St. Jimmy and saying that this is how Bubba found out about SFJ.
Yeah, because, you know how it goes.
No, I don't. Quit laughing.
Okay.
Well, let's go. Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Do you really even think St. Jimmy's still alive?
Why wouldn't he be?
He lives in Florida. People bash themselves up the head with coconuts every day.
Beans lives in Florida. He's still there.
Beans is a smart, swarthy, intelligent man. We're talking about a waterhead here. I swear, he's gone, dude. He's not up this earth.
Actually, we want to say we're really glad that you're back, and we're really glad that you're posting again.
Oh, it's fun to be back, man. You know,
It feels like you've been avoiding us.
Yeah, because, I don't know. I mean, like, I'll just come back and take a look, see what's poking around. Like, okay.
Because I'll be honest with you, a lot of us felt that we were taking a back seat to Bubba, and if that's the case, that's fine. We would just like to hear it from you saying that. Well, Bubba is more important than SFJ. If that's the way it is, we just like to hear that.
I can't forget where I came from. Which is this place. So, you know, figure it out, you know, come back to the roots and see what's kicking. And
so, who's more important, Larry?
I would say.
Be honest.
I'd say it's 50-50 even.
Really?
Yep.
We rank right up there with Bubba. In your life. Are you serious? I have a hard time believing that. I really do, because I see the airtime and the popularity you get there. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's a fan forum for Bubba, isn't there?
There is one on his website. Although it doesn't get many posts as it once did. When that thing first launched, I mean, everyone was just piping away like crazy, including myself. I was banging away on the keyboard, having a good time, and then
so you post
after
there.
A while, I used to, but now it seems like, you know, SFJ and the Twitter thing that I have going on.
Yeah.
Which I do post a lot on that.
Okay. All right. Well, we're just checking. Now, I know you said that you are kind of constrained for time.
Right.
Because you have a bedtime and all, but in just maybe a minute or so, if you could, tell all the members at SFJ what they can expect from you posting again here in the next few days.
Okay. Let me just say that I think you probably might see a return to the.
Stop! Jesus fucking Christ, Larry.
Actually, I don't want to just limit it to the coming days. I want to talk about just the future of posts from the Larry at SFJ. What are the kinds of things that
we
can really?
What kind of things
are? I mean, because you used to be prolific on the site. You've got more posts than me. You know.
Whoa, frightening.
Yeah, and so you're not exactly as prolific as you were, and I understand you're growing up, you're getting older, you're having more things to do, you've got more things going on. You know, it's not all about the message board anymore, but
right.
We really don't feel like we're really a part of your life anymore, and we really need some kind of assurance that you're going to be there and that there's going to be stuff to hear from you about your life and what's going on. And we'd just like to hear a little bit about what we can expect.
All right. Well, I believe that I'll be posting, I think I'll probably post a little more about, I guess you could say.
No, I don't know. What?
Stuff that's, I guess you could say not much really changed, really. I mean, you know, if I have some kind of observation.
Like the old days, you're going to post 18 times a day? What? Once a day? Somewhere in the middle? What?
I'd say probably maybe 10, 15 times a day, maybe, about that.
Really?
You mean to say we can expect 10 to 15 posts a day from you? Really? Please.
Possibly. I mean, you know.
Don't make it possibly. If it's going to be a possibly, you may need to lower your estimate. We want to make sure that we're still getting information about, you know, what's going on in Larry Land.
And 10, 15 posts a day thing.
Yeah. You know what? And I'm going
to
say this.
I'm going to lower the bar on that one.
I'm going to say this as the admin of the site. You can even tell us what Bubba is doing with you.
Well, you know, I'm just kind of wondering, Lawrence. You're 19, am I correct now?
No, I'm 22.
Jesus Christ. You're
22.
2 years past the age of 20. And you never, like, had your dick sucked?
Never.
You've never, I don't know, made out with a girl and had your hand down her pants and smelled it later?
No.
You've never, I don't know, just had a beautiful day in the park with a girl and made out with her and looked at clouds and just hoped you'd fuck her later, but she wouldn't do it? I mean, not even that,
nope.
Right? I'm in pain right now, dude. I'm, like, hurting right now, really.
Pain?
Don't feel bad about that, Larry. Don't feel bad about that.
Yeah, don't feel that bad.
Didn't happen to me till I was 20.
Oh, man.
Dude, it didn't happen to me till I was 16. But still, wait, what? His age is, yeah. Lawrence,
yes.
Seriously, man, like, if you're ever in the studio and there's some kind of little gag going on with Bubba or whatever, and there's some hooker there. And really, don't pay attention to if she's had a kid or if she's married. You know, and the husband doesn't give a fuck. If you get a chance, really, for a girl to rock your world, and Lord knows a girl is good at it, this is all the difference in the world. Dude, you really ought to fucking, like, hit the 40-year-old penthouse pet if she's ever in there. You really do have to. I'm so disappointed in you.
But this well, right, I'm man. Sure he's going to sleep soundly after that. All right.
No,
well,
no,
Larry.
He's not sleeping yet. I want him to answer me. Come on. Lord.
Soaking this all in.
Yeah, soak it all in. All right. You have a chance to get.
Larry, can I tell you a secret?
Sure, go ahead.
I think you did the right thing.
That's what my dad told me.
I'm not your dad. Just always remember that. Always remember that.
Yeah, if Belasco was your dad, he'd be digging a hole in the back of the yard for KFJ. I mean, it's a whole nother thing. But
I think you did the right thing.
He thinks you did the right thing, and I'm dying to know why.
Here's the thing. Because what you've done strategically and on the air, you refused that on the air, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I'm like,
what you've done is you've made yourself hard to get.
Raise the bar. You've got a point, B. The motherfucker is like a high class penthouse player now.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna get better offers to turn down for a while until the perfect one comes along.
So keep that in mind, Larry.
Okay.
You know what? I was sitting there giving you a hard time, and I'm totally wrong. I was outwise. You need to pass up every pleasure of the flesh that ever gets tossed your way for a while. You really do, and be the hard-to-get guy.
Because I'm telling you, if there's one thing that women can tell, it can tell when you're desperate.
Mm-hmm. He's got a point.
So keep that in mind.
I got so schooled. Everything I thought I was saying, I was wrong.
All right, Larry, get some sleep. I know you got stuff to do in the morning.
Hey, stay awake a little while.
All right. Good night, Larry.
Yeah, good
hey,
night.
Larry, we love you around here. Do post more, okay?
All right, yeah, we'll do.
All right. See you, bud.
All right, take care, guys. Have a nice night.
You too. Andy's gone. That was Larry.
We should call him again in about 20 minutes just to wake him up.
Hey, Larry, we thought of something else.
Yeah, and you know I thought about it.
And again at 2 a.m. Hey, Larry, by the way.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah, I'll set my alarm to wake Larry up.
Oh, God.
just really starting to feel like a good idea to set the jet now.
Oh, God. It's your blood.
Stormblind love.